91X News.
A moment like this and a pullback in prices, it's to be expected. That from a veteran trader after the opening bell on Wall Street. He says the big point drop is not what we should be focusing on, rather the percentage loss, which was far from the worst Wall Street's ever seen. He also says to note that trading yesterday may have been volatile, but it was orderly. That is expected to be the case again today as the markets try to find their new normal.
Caroline Mulroney says, while the situation has been tough for the Ontario Conservative Party after former leader Patrick Brown resigned amid sexual misconduct allegations, it also presents an opportunity for the party to make necessary changes. The former businesswoman and Toronto lawyer says, although she comes from a well-known political family, she has been working hard to set a name for herself.
My name's Caroline, and I put my name forward because of what I bring to it.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot from my family, just like everybody learns a lot from their own. But I'm bringing my own experience and my own perspective to this.
Yeah. Mulroney, the daughter of former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, is up against former MPP Christine Elliott and former Toronto City Councillor Doug Ford for the Conservative Party's top post in Ontario. The federal Conservatives are now ready to ask potential candidates specifically whether they have ever been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior. As Canadian Press reporter Terry Padwell tells us, the questionnaire that must be filled out by anyone seeking to join a Conservative nomination contest was updated January 31st.
A party official says the questionnaire was updated the same day Conservative leader Andrew Scheer promised an independent third-party investigation into how party brass handled allegations of sexual misconduct against former Conservative MP Rick Dykstra. Last week, a report in Maclean's magazine said allegations involving Dykstra and a Parliament Hill staffer were brought to the attention of the 2015 Conservative campaign team, but seemingly resulted in no action being taken against the longtime Ontario MP.
Two of the most powerful figures in the party at the time, former Prime Minister Stephen Harper and his then Chief of Staff Ray Novak, have now acknowledged publicly that they are aware of the allegations. Both said last Friday they allowed Dykstra to remain on the ballot because no criminal charges were laid. The Canadian Heritage Department says the government is not going to spend extra money to get the message out about changes to the lyrics of O Canada. The change from In All Thy Sons Command to In All of Us Command just needs royal assent, which is expected to happen in the next few days. The government says that the anthem's new gender-neutral language will be introduced as part of the normal reprinting of government material, and that online materials will be the first to reflect the change. Sources tell ABC News U.S. President Donald Trump's attorneys have cautioned him against sitting down for a wide-ranging interview with Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl explains why.
Special Counsel Mueller wants to interview the president. The president's lawyers are advising their client that an in-person interview would be a bad idea and should be avoided. They are trying to negotiate instead for a written Q&A, something that will almost certainly not fly with the special counsel. I'm not so sure it would fly with the president himself. He has told me twice that he is willing to be interviewed by Mueller.
The White House said it has classified a memo prepared by Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee in the panel's probe of Russia interference in the 2016 election. The committee voted unanimously yesterday to release the memo, which pushes back against a Republican document the committee cleared for release last week that criticizes the methods of the FBI used to obtain a surveillance warrant on a one-time Trump campaign associate. U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing in on the death of Indianapolis Colts player Edwin Jackson, who was killed in a car crash over the weekend. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House and explains how the president is using the accident to talk policy.
President Trump is pointing to the death of NFL player Edwin Jackson as a reason to move forward on his immigration proposals. Jackson was killed early Sunday morning by a suspected drunk driver. Indiana State Police say the driver has been living in the country illegally, had been deported twice in the past, and did not have a driver's license. The president writing on Twitter that it is, quote, so disgraceful that a person illegally in the U.S. killed Jackson. He also writes, this is just one of many such preventable tragedies. We must get the Dems to get tough on the border and with illegal immigration. Fast. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Erdogan of Turkey has called on the United States to withdraw troops from the Syrian town of Manbij, renewing a threat to expand its military operations here to the region that is held by U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters. Addressing legislators from his ruling party on Tuesday, Erdogan said Manbij was a predominantly Arab town and that Turkey would return the territory to its real owners. Turkey launched a cross-border offensive into the northwestern enclave Afrin to drive out Syrian Kurdish militia and has also vowed to clear Manbij of the Kurdish fighters, which make up the backbone of a force that fought the Islamic State group in Syria. The United States has a military presence at Manbij. Ties between Turkey and the United States are tense over the group, which Turkey regards as a national security threat because of its links to outlawed Kurdish rebel fighters inside Turkey. An anonymous jury will sit for the upcoming trial of the drug kingpin known as El Chapo. Aaron Katersky has the story.
A federal judge in Brooklyn has granted a prosecution request for an anonymous and partially sequestered jury over the objections of the defense, which said it would undermine El Chapo's presumption of innocence. Prosecutors said they were concerned about juror safety, given the violent nature of the Sinaloa cartel, which Joaquin El Chapo Guzman controlled with the help of hired goons known as sicarios, who carried out murders, assaults, and kidnappings on his behalf. The judge said there are strong and credible reasons to believe that the jury needs protection. Aaron Katersky, ABC News, New York.
That's Cadet News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
You trust your eyes to an optometrist and your skin to a dermatologist. When it comes to the appearance of your smile, trust an orthodontist. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I spend 100% of my time treating crooked teeth and jaws. Your bite is a complex biological system, and I possess the knowledge and experience to treat you safely. For a complimentary consultation, call me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. No referral needed. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
QNET Sports. The Edmonton Oilers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 6-2 Monday night. Connor McDavid had four goals and an assist in the game. He says special teams played a big role in the win.
Well, the power play's been under the microscope for so long now, and to be able to score a couple on the power play feels real good. Kind of lets off a little bit of pressure, and you can get that confidence back and start making plays. It's definitely something we need to keep building on, and we're going into a West Coast swing where the teams are very good defensively especially on the penalty kill.
The Nashville Predators rallied in overtime to net a 5-4 win over the New York Islanders. Islanders defenseman Ryan Pollock says that they lost by failing to clear the puck out of their zone more than a minute after the Predators pulled their goaltender.
It's tough when, you know, they pull their goalie, they get the extra guy, and, you know, they put the pressure on, and, you know, you just try to keep shots to the outside and, you know, battle in front, let the goalie see the puck, and, you know, they're able to find a rebound and score a big goal late.
Craig Anderson is expected to make the start when the Ottawa Senators face the New Jersey Devils tonight. In other action, the Vancouver Canucks visit Florida, Winnipeg hosts Arizona, and Calgary takes on Chicago. William Nylander and Austin Matthews both had two goals and an assist to lead the Toronto Maple Leafs past Anaheim 7-4. Kevin Poulin stopped 29 shots to lead Canada's Olympic men's hockey team to a 2-0 exhibition win over Belarus. It was Poulin's second straight international shutout after helping Canada beat Switzerland 3-0 for its third straight Spengler Cup title. Maxime Lapierre and Andrew Ebbett scored for the Canadiens. Marc-Andre Fleury makes his first return to Pittsburgh when the Vegas Golden Knights visit the Penguins. Fleury played 13 seasons with Pittsburgh, winning three Stanley Cups. He also set club records for wins and shutouts before being claimed by the Golden Knights in the NHL expansion draft. A big game for the Toronto Raptors. Toronto hosts Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics at the Air Canada Center, who they are currently trailing by two games. Authorities say the home of New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski was broken into while he was at the Super Bowl. Foxborough police aren't giving details, but they say they're investigating. In local sports, the Belleville Sens have the night off before the game tomorrow against Rochester. The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team will face off tonight at 7 against the Fleming Knights. The Trenton Golden Hawks play the Pickering Panthers tonight at 8. The Coburg Cougars came out on top last night against Wellington Dukes, leading 7-5. You can send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries, wind increasing throughout the afternoon with a high of -5. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy near midnight with 40% chance of flurries overnight. At 12:09, it's -6. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Robert Champagne. News on 91X next. at 1 o'clock.